Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. My name is John Boy. I'm coming to you from New Jersey. I got Jake Talkin' Yanks. Every day, all day, talking about the Yankee, talking about the Yankee way. How'd you like that, Jake?
Wow.
Every day, all day, talking about that Yankee way.
I'm talking about that Yankee way.
Yeah, you get it. You get it. You're hip. You're cool. You're still
wearing
that shirt.
Still wearing that shirt. Yeah, I won the... Well, I guess technically I lost the stink bowl because I cleaned the dog. It went all right. I'm still dirty, so that's what I need to do. Between the pregame show and the game, I need to clean up myself.
Okay, I'm excited. I need a rest because I'm sick and I'm not feeling good at all. So, yeah, that'll be good for me. Got a Yankees game here. Got a Yankees game here, Jake.
Oh, Yankees pregame show. I get it now.
Yankees versus the Twins.
Jim, huge game.
Yeah. I don't think the Yankees are playing huge games right now. It's a big game, though.
There's a big difference between three-game losing streak and lost a series and one-game win streak and a chance to win the series. Hot takes only this early on, Jim.
Oh, dude, when people said that yesterday, that like, this is two losses in a row now. It's like, I don't care about that Rockies loss.
Right.
Don't lump that in with this. But you're right. If they lose again tonight, it'll be three losses in a row. And when the Yankees lose three games in a row, the fan base collectively loses their mind.
Everyone loses their mind. Yeah, Jim, we've got some good news.
What's the good news?
Domingo Germán. I've got a couple stats on him later. He's on the bump. I don't know. What do you think about this lineup, Jim?
Lineup. Let's do the lineup. You want to hear what it is? Aaron Hicks is leading off, playing center field. Aaron Judge batting second, playing right field. DJ LeMahieu got the day off. Good for you, DJ. Go get some rest. Voit at first base, Didi Gregorius at short. Catching is Gary Sanchez. Gleyber Torres at second base. Gio Urshela at third base. And Mike Tauchman in left field. Germán on the bump, as you were saying.
Jim, I've got another reason we need to win now. Jimmy, we need to win now because... if we don't, there's also going to be people going, how could you rest DJ LeMahieu after he had a three-hit night last night? And yeah, I don't want that.
I don't care. Play him all four in Fenway. Those are more important than these games because winning the division is more important than proving ourselves against the Twins. So as long as DJ plays all four in Boston and they think the best way to do that is to give him a game here, don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's an instant shutout. I'm excited. I hope you might get to shut someone down with that on the internet. I feel like we haven't seen leadoff Hicksy in a minute. Am I dreaming that, Jim?
Well, DJ's been there for a while.
Yeah.
I can look it up. Do you care? I mean, DJ's not playing, so I don't care. Put Hicks there.
We haven't seen Hicksy lead off since July 7th, which I think was that the last game before the All-Star break or one of them? So it's a little longer
game
because of the All-Star break. But, Jim, since then, I mean, Hicksy's gotten back to Aaron Hicks and a little better, actually. 286, 342 on base, 856 OPS. So Hicksy goes back to his leadoff spot. Interested to see. I mean, you can't do anything one game, but I don't know. I feel like Hicksy liked that leadoff spot.
Yeah, well, he likes being up in the order. He said that last year he took a lot of pride at being in the three hole, so I do think he takes pride in being up in the order. We got a hot take from Benjamin McCabe in the chat, Jake, who says hot take leadoff walk. Also, ooh, thanks, Ben, for coming and joining us, and Connor, because this we are on a different YouTube channel today, Jake. We are not on the John Boy Media channel. We are on the Talking Yanks channel. So I want to start doing just Talking Yanks stuff here. So if you're here and you're enjoying and you like the pregame shows, majority of them will be here, which we might throw some over there just to get that audience and say, like, oh, if you want to do the rest, go here, because eventually we want to get everything that's Talking Yanks on this channel. So thank you if you stop by. Also, for now, it weeds out some of the riffraff in the comment section.
Street rat. Oh, so you don't like the chat. Anyways, Jim, we see Gary Sanchez slide down, which I think everyone is okay with at this point, because he's still in a bad way. He goes down past Didi into the six hole. And, man, I mean, look at Gary Sanchez. And you just took away my screen that I was reading off of. Gary Sanchez, Gleyber Torres, and never mind Gio Urshela, the happy fella who happied Homer, yesterday. That's a new phrase. I don't know that bottom of the lineup's got something going on. Didi coming off the off day, still looking for him to get going. You're in on this lineup?
Yeah. I don't care.
Centered in the camera.
What's that?
Can you just say Stenard in the camera, please?
Dramatic effect, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. This lineup's okay. What are people's concerns? I haven't checked Twitter. People are always upset about every lineup ever. I'm sure they're upset.
Well, no DJ, obviously. And Gardy's third day off, which like you hinted at, means his knee. Well, Talkman's also playing well, so I feel a little skewed, but
not pinch running in a big spot, I think, was telling yesterday of Gardner.
Yeah, a little bit, but I think I could also send back to you the like that last year Yankees team of like, if you're getting an off day, you're getting an off day, especially if you're the 35-year-old guy, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You're close to 35.
Sneaking up.
Not as close as me. Yeah, I already said that.
I said it first, though, so and you can check the tapes on that. Jim, we're facing the Lake Minnetonka Twins tonight with your guy, the ballet dancer's child, Max Kepler. That was some fun on the broadcast. Jorge Polanco, your shortstop. Nelson Cruz trying to chase Edwin down for that 2010s home run champion title. Eddie Rosario, fan favorite. Miguel Sano at third today. Caught Mia Marwin in right field. All rise, Arraez, he moves to second base tonight. Adrianza, he's at first. And Castro will be catching tonight with Gibson on the bump, Jim. And you mentioned Gibby's got some decent numbers against us.
Yeah, but first I want to ask about the ballet stuff. I didn't listen to Ruco and Coney yesterday. Jake, if you are unaware and unsensitive to the plight of Optimum Cable people, a lightning strike hit the Optimum Transformer, and no one got Yes Network in the East Coast yesterday.
Right, and you've never used a Reddit stream before, so.
Oh, no, no, no. So that was one, and the other was I run a Sterling account, so if I have to choose one, right, I have to listen to Sterling, who was on his A game.
Right. Rarely not. But Max Kepler is the son of two ballet performers. His father and his mother were both in the ballet.
The fucking ballet?
Yeah.
Billy Elliot? It's a good movie.
So every pitch he's taking out on fifth grade bullies, but he's a good player. I like Max Kep.
You think he's got – how many pictures and tutus do you think he has?
Oh, a couple. Couple.
Couple.
Ages like 4 through what, 8?
Yeah, he was rocking a tutu a lot.
And then eight, he was like, yeah, I appreciate it, guys, but I'm going to try this baseball thing, I think.
Doing the ballet may be the chance of your lifetime. I don't want your laugh. I'm going to go be a professional baseball player, you nerd.
Idiot.
Oh, the ballet is awesome. It's how I met your mother. Shut up, loser. The Kepler household was a nightmare.
It was a mess in there. What were you saying about Gibby?
Gibby has dominated the Yankees of late, Jake. Scary numbers. I don't really like them, but I will let you know. We faced him earlier this year. 5 innings pitched, 2 earned runs. Only 5 innings would actually be great with the bullpen stuff going on. But the earned runs in his last... Well, let's just do his last 3 starts because the other ones go 2016, 2015. I'm wiping those off the board. In 2018, last season, he made 2 starts against the Yankees, 6 innings pitched, 0 earned runs, only 1 hit, 10 Ks. That's scary. And then 5.2 innings pitched, 1 earned run. And then last start, 5 innings pitched, 2 earned runs. Did get him for 3 unearned runs in that game. So he did lose. The Yankees won. But, yeah, those are pretty good numbers. And he's a good pitcher, right? His last couple starts
are good. Yeah, really, he's just really solid. He's the kind of guy – oh, Jimmy, he's a classic. He's a Cy Young guy, not Cy Young candidate, Cy Young Twitter guy that people are going, okay. Good job, Yankees, making Kyle Gibson look like Cy Young tonight.
Is he? I think he's more respected than that.
I don't think so, because his stuff isn't like electric. And I think that's part of the key. Like, Kyle Gibson's not going to run anything. I don't think he throws over 95. So I think people would look at that and be like, no, Susan, no thank you.
All right, well, the Yankees' history... You know who's got a really good history off versus him?
Who's that?
Want me to do it ASMR style?
Edwin. You can. Kyle Gibson, 4.42 lifetime ERA. So I think he fits our we're making him look Cy Young. But go ASMR.
Edwin Encarnacion.
Mm.
10 hits in 33 at-bats.
Pretty good.
400 on base percentage in 40 plate appearances. That's really good. That's nothing to sneeze at. And Jake's a big-time sneezer sometimes. 4 home runs out of 10 hits, 4 home runs. So Edwin's got good numbers today. Gary Sanchez, Jake, 3 hits versus Gibson, 2 home runs. Now, if you remember, it's that inside 95 fastball that Gary has just turned on. Tyler Wade earlier this season was like, you're not supposed to be able to hit that like that.
Right.
So, maybe that is a spark in Gary's brain, like a nice memory, because Gary got pitches to hit yesterday. He did have he did rope that one that went right to the left fielder. Yeah. Like, if that is 10 feet to the left, we're ecstatic, and Gary got 2 RBIs. Like, it was a nice swing and contact. Yeah. So maybe he can combine that and the past versus Gibson and do something, because Gary is struggling.
Yeah, and Jim, going back to Edwin briefly, I think more importantly, he had his first cute moment, which is big for us. His little inside-out single, you got the gif of it. He was on first base, and he just did a cute little quirky smile and showed what he did. So that's big for us becoming Edwin guys. The numbers are great. And I mean, hey, Gary, there's no middle area right now. Like, he is either going to hit a 550-foot homer, or he's going to hit a 20-bouncing dribbler through a shift, and that's going to get him out of his slump because he's in a bad way right now.
You don't think he's going to bunt to get out of the slump?
No, because he's not good at bunting down the first baseline. He's a great third baseline bunter, but that's where the shift is. So he's So just know Gary's bunting tendencies a little better. Jim, I mentioned Domingo Herman. Jimmy, putting together a really nice year. 3.38 ERA. He's 12-2, James. If this was before WAR and advanced stats, we'd be talking Domingo Cy Young. The team
12-2 is nuts.
It's nuts. The team is 13-3 in games he's started. And Jimmy, two of those losses came in the three games. I'll call them the hip games that Domingo said his hip was bothering and he didn't tell anyone. I mean, not that that gives you a full out, dude, because you still went out there and pitched him. If I wanted to, if you take out those three hip games, Domingo's having a special year. Jim, he came out, if you remember his last start, he gave up the two early gopher balls, the first two batters of the game, and there was some advanced stats. It was left field and right field line. I think they had like WOBAs of like 150 or something like that. Either way, you give up two homers. He settles down, and he comes up. Those are the only two runs he gives up against the Rays in those six innings. His last three starts since coming back from the DL have all been six innings, one earned run, zero earned runs, two earned runs. That's good for a 1.5 ERA in those 18 innings with a strikeout per. Jim, I think we can be kind of confident in Domingo. And a bigger thing I told you after the game when we were doing the voicemail episode last night, I think the Yankees are going to be mean today. I think they thought they won last night's game. They played better. And I think the Twins were doing some hokey stuff, playing the New York, New York. I think the Yanks come out and just look mean today.
Okay. I would like that a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know though. I don't feel that.
Okay.
I feel they're gearing up for the Red Sox.
There's a chance of that. I just think there's, I don't know, man. Like you look back at yesterday, you give up five homers, you hit into a triple play and two double plays, and it still kind of feels like you could have won that game pretty easily. I think the Yankees are going to be pissed at these Twins today. And maybe there is a chance they folded up and are ready for going to the bean, but I don't know. I feel like I saw it on a couple of the guys' faces, like, what? They're playing New York, New York after we strike out?
The whole thing just felt very minor league. Do you have a specific what to watch for?
My specific what to watch for, Jim. Let's go, God, Gary and Glaber. I need something from those two. They're back to back. I know Gary's in a bad way. I mean, maybe even something positive like a sack fly from Gary can wake him up a little bit. I don't know. He's clearly in a bad way. And Glaber, we talked about he's on kind of a homerless streak. I'm not saying he's got to hit one. Maybe we'll talk about that in the homer draft, Jim. How about those two guys back to back?
Okay. I like it. I am interested in what the lefties do today.
Okay.
I looked at this lineup, and I looked at Didi, and I looked at Talkman, and I looked at Hicks, and I like how spread out they are. Lefty, righty, 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 lefty, righty, 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 lefty. If those lefties can do stuff versus the righty pitcher, it's perfect spread and balance. Have them start and end rallies. So I'll lump Hicks on, but I was really looking at Talkman in the 9-hole because he's been incredible. And then Didi. I feel like we need a big swing from a lefty.
Okay. I like that a lot. And I mean, not to jump homer draft and get us to the over-under, but if you hit a fly ball, I think it's going to be a home run.
Yesterday was nuts how much they were flying.
That was pretty bizarre. I wish someone had told us that Minnesota turns into the moon in the summer. But, I like that. Mikey T, we just did Sharp Stats that comes out tomorrow, and some of his numbers are silly. And, we thought that Grand Salami would spark Didi. He's still not hot. That would be a real treat going into the Boston series.
Let's move on to the Homer Draft. The Homer Draft.
Draft.
What happened yesterday, Jake?
There's some balls hit, I think.
Yeah, but did we get any? We didn't get any. We're such losers.
You're a loser, dude.
No, you're the loser.
All right. I'll be the loser.
No, both losers.
Okay, we'll both be
losers. You get to go first.
No,
I
got one yesterday. You're such a jerk.
You did get one. You did get one. Congrats. You're the best.
You're a loser.
I'm the loser here. You're the best ever.
Thank you. Not a lot of middle areas on this show, huh? Who's going first today? I think it's you. I took Gary first because he's in a huge slump.
Smart. Smart of you.
Smart. Yeah.
So I cannot take Judge or Glaber. I think Gary's sitting tomorrow. He's in such a bad slump, though. But like you said, if he does hit a homer, if he does hit one, it's going to go 1,000 miles. He does have two homers off Gibson and three hits. And I don't think he's going to play tomorrow, so he can rest up on the getaway day for the Boston series. So if I was going to take Gary strategically, I'd have to take him today. So give me Talkman and Gary.
Wow, Mikey T in the power of three. A little bit of a human idiot because you mentioned the stats with Edwin, so I'm going to take him. And then I will also take just playing it safe because, I don't know, maybe they slip him a rest day before Boston. Give me Aaron Judge.
Nice. They were pitching to Judge low and away yesterday. Every single pitcher, every pitch, low and away.
And I think Judge might make an adjustment. After that ground out to shortstop that he swung early in the count, you saw that look on his face like, fuck, they got me again. So I'm expecting the Aaron adjustment.
Wow, that's what the two A's stand for?
No.
All right, we blew the over-under yesterday. We're idiots.
So dumb. That's on everyone who follows us on social media at this point. Like, someone had to tell us that fly balls go.
Yeah.
And no one did. So I think Vegas would even give us our money back on that.
What is it today?
What do you think it is today?
Herman versus Gibson. It was 11 yesterday. The balls were flying like crazy. We did not do the pitching path to victory. The Yankees have everyone available. They had Holder and Sessa go yesterday. So, and fucking Britain needs to pitch. Guys, if we're trying to get rested and ready for Boston, Britain needs to pitch. I don't know what you guys are doing. Fucking throw Britain.
Yeah, that got me a little mad yesterday. In the game, the homers were flying out. Sessa ended up doing a solid job, but who knows? That if there's one run less, maybe the Yankees do some things differently. You can't play that game. What do you think the over-under is, James?
9.5.
9.5, Gibson,
I think it's
Mingo.
10. I think it's 10. That was a lie. I think it's 10.
I'll go 10 with you. How about that? Friends?
Team. Friends. Nice. Friends across America. Where at least we know we're free. This is America. It's 10?
10, baby.
We crushed it. We're the best. Over. I'm going over as well. Well, now I feel like
five balls are home runs. Mingo good. Yankees pissed. Sad right, twins.
You got the Yanks winning 11-0, huh?
No, it's funny. You and I, we both took the under yesterday, and then we did the over-under of 2.5 home runs, and we both went over that. So that was a little bit bad brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone asked if we have confidence in CeCe during a game 7, which I don't really get the question, because why would CeCe ever be in a game 7? So, no.
I mean, yeah, like lefty on lefty for one batter and the lefty batter can't hit sliders. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. CeCe's not starting a game seven, I don't think, for us.
No.
I mean, I don't think so. Anyway, we had a bunch of people come over to this chat. It was much more civilized. I like it. So subscribe on this channel. We're going to be doing a majority of the pregame shows on this channel. If we do it on the main channel, then we'll post it here afterwards. Also, if you don't want to watch these on YouTube all the time, if you're like driving in a car and you're like, oh, I don't want to type my phone, they are being posted on an app. I mean, on the apps. It's a podcast on its own. We're testing it out for the rest of the series or the season. If enough people listen, we'll keep posting them on the app. That's on iTunes, Spotify, the works. Just figured we'd put it as many places as we can, see whoever wants to listen to it. So thank you guys. And Jake, any last words?
I don't think so. Chat, we'd love to catch up some more and talk more CC Game 7. Jim's hurting. We're both hurting in different ways, mentally, spiritually, physically. One of us is crazy smelly. You don't guess.
It's you.
It's me. I smell bad right now, so I'm going to deal with that. I don't know. Any final words, Jim?
Go Yanks. Go Yanks. I hope you smell better. I hope I start feeling better. Go Yanks. See ya.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.